I think when you look upon it from a national, state, even local level, the experts have indicated Springfield has been ahead of the curve as far as the way we've been able to do the rebuilding. Residential rebuilding, especially in the areas of East Forest Park and 16 acres, has been tremendous, bigger, better, and stronger. Maple High, Six Corners, been some good residential building going on there. But we need to do a little bit more there about empowering. As far as businesses, as you look in the downtown area or the South End area, Milano's, other businesses have come back. Some key projects now, and we, you know, we had to deal with the bureaucratic red tape. We're working well with FEMA. Potentially it's $40 million coming in, which is going to help us announce the rebuild of the South End Community Center. Key other parcels that need to be done, we're waiting because of insurance issues, Cathedral High School, that's key, and we're hoping by the end of this month or next month we'll have some type of decision to get that rebuilt back on Surrey Road. Commonwealth Academy, which is the old McDuffie's, they finally have settled with their insurance company, so that you'll start to see some construction occurring there. And then you have some private aspects, the Zorsi building. In the midst of this, we have the potential of a well over $800 million economic development project of the casino. So I'm pleased on the progress we made, but to anybody, a homeowner that still has some issues going on, or a business that still has some issues going on, that's paramount to them, and we're going to continue to assist them as we move forward. But overall, when you look at it, Paul, you just said it. Believe it or not, it was 2 years ago. So we've come a long way. There's more to do, and now I look forward to very near future announcing some major products being rebuilt. Dryden School is nearly done, rebuilt. Brookings School, I think, in the middle of the month with Treasurer Steve Grossman. The groundbreaking occur there as we move forward. So, you know, we're operating in all cylinders, and we've been able to do this through good financial management, and I await the rest of the FEMA money and the CDBG-DR money, disaster recovery money.
You mentioned the funding from the federal government. Yeah. I know in the immediate aftermath of the tornado, we saw a lot of government officials come through state, local levels, federal level. They made a lot of promises. Right. Do you think those promises have been kept?
Yeah, they have. They've been good. You know, a lot of times what happens on a federal level, Congressman Neal has been our conduit, and the state level with Governor Patrick and all his secretariats, and in the local level with our local legislators. There's bureaucratic red tape or paperwork that has to be done, that has to sustain audits. So it takes time. I'd like to snap my fingers and get it done right away, but we have to follow the procedures. It's not sexy. That's why I always have my financial and tornado team behind me to make sure all the paperwork's getting done.
You sent a message out this week to people asking them to commemorate the anniversary.
We want to commemorate it, not celebrate it, but 438 I've sent to churches and houses of worship. If they have a bell system, I'd like to have them ring the bells at 438 June 1st, which is Saturday. It's my mother's 80th birthday, too. Happy birthday and good health to my mom. We also have the South Branch Parkway announcement that we're making here to thank all the people that donated money there.
When you see what happened in Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago, I mean, you think, wow, it could have been so much worse here. There was no loss of life in Springfield.
There was no loss of life, thank God, and thank God for the resiliency of the people. But when you look at the God works in mysterious ways, my thoughts and prayers, my heart and soul goes out to the devastation in Oklahoma. Timing is everything. This hit at 4:38 p.m. Thank God our kids were out of school at that time, majority out of school. If this had hit at 4:38 a.m., we'd all have been asleep. If this hit at 2:38 p.m., all our kids would have been in school. And even with the warning system in Oklahoma, it hit at a very difficult time. And the deaths that occurred, especially young people, just tragic. But you know what? They are resilient, as their mayor indicated, and they'll come back bigger, better, and stronger.